say, yeah.
I'm just going to say Bobby for the record.
Yeah.
I like the Rock for Light version better.
You fucker. Are you kidding me? Really?
Yeah, I do.
You don't even know the difference.
No, I do.
That was the Rock for Light version.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't. I'm lying right to you. Hey, fuck. You this is why I fucking hate computers, though, right? Because normally you'd have to take my word for it, and now all of a sudden you could just look at an MP3 tag and know what the fuck it is.
I just want to say to the Guinness Company, you owe me 1.1 ounces.
Junior asked me to grab him his pint out of the fridge.
I'll say, you know, with Banksy coming in later.
Yeah.
I was like,
which I still can't believe you got done.
You know, that's how we roll, baby. That's how we roll. We know people.
Fair enough.
We know people from back in the day. But anyway, I figured, hey, let me get proper
and
get a pint. So I said, Bobby, get me a pint. Instead of saying
in
the American tradition, I should have said, grab me a pounder.
Yeah.
That's,
Your phone is a
piece of shit.
I told you.
Fuck the AT&T tilt. Well, here's
cancer. Let's welcome Alf to the show.
This is our buddy Alf.
Hello.
Sings for 19,000 bands. A veteran of 3,000 foreign wars. A pirate, a gentleman, a scholar. Neither of those. I have nothing else even remotely funny to say, as if I had said anything funny to begin with. Junior's pint is 14.9 ounces. How many ounces in a pint?
16.
So what happened?
20 in an imperial pint.
So what happened?
I got ripped off for 1.1.
How'd you get ripped off?
Because what happened, you see, I'm slowly pouring.
Look at how fucking, I'd like to smack this table just to see that spill all over the board. The end of Bulldog Radio comes from you being obsessed with the head on your shitty Guinness.
Look at that. It's bigger than my cock head. Look at that thing.
Well, I hope it is, man. It's like 9 inches around.
It doesn't take much anyway.
If you got a dick like that, go to the hospital, man. Well,
the thickness of a pint glass is beautiful, bro.
So listen. So anyway, there's some dumb ball and cock system inside the fucking can, and that's the actual term for the system inside a toilet.
The ball and cock.
Make the joke. It is. Yeah, go ahead, make the joke. Fuck.
What, the widget?
I said ball and cock. I assume you were going to jump in somewhere with that.
No.
Okay.
Where was I supposed to go with that?
Normally, if I ever say anything like position, style, whatever, you always have these
face down,
jokes
ass up,
doggy style. You always have something to go to. So listen, tonight's a very special episode. We got our buddy Alf in to replace the permanently vacationing little Joe,
the ailing little Joe,
who is right now in the land of hurt feelings. May or may not be back. Who knows? JC, the professor, he made his yearly appearance, so he's done.
One and done.
There you go. So now we have our buddy Alf in.
Got our buddy Alf
to the show.
He doesn't know he'll be making that 50-mile trek weekly after we. Hey Alf, really? Why don't you come down? We just need you for one more week in a row.
As soon as he starts
over
going,
60,
like, he's got a really good radio voice.
Yes.
So yeah.
Hey, third mic. I'll talk up a little bit.
No.
Tell the ladies how it's done. Ladies, I want you to lay down the speaker.
Terrible. I actually get that reference. Thank you. Wow. That's horrible. You.
This one goes out to Bobby, who grew up listening to the same shitty radio I did.
So what are we talking about tonight, Junior? We got a bunch of shit that's going on in the world. I don't think we're really passionate about any of it, but we got to talk about something.
I'm very passionate about all these things.
Well, I know one thing you are, which is Wisconsin, but we can get to that when we get to it.
I think
Unless
Wisconsin,
you want to start with it first.
Well, I think Wisconsin makes better cheese in France.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't get this.
Pirates.
Pirates at a Somalia. I've been thinking about this shit all week, right? Because, like, if you watch, like, Fox News, which I don't, but, you know, by osmosis, I hear people talking about this shit, and I know where they get their opinions from. The Somalian pirates, right? Like, last week, they boarded a vessel, and they killed, I think, four people? Or is it two people?
Four rich white people from America.
Missionaries, no less, with, like, stacks of Bibles all
over. Oh, really?
So we'll get into that in a second.
Where's your God now?
Where's your Messiah now, fucker?
So, you know what, dude? It's okay, because if they just pray, everything will be okay.
Exactly. It worked out well for them. At least they're in heaven now, right? That's the important part. I've been hearing people saying, like, these guys aren't pirates. And they're really, like, impassioned about saying, these aren't real pirates. As if any of us have ever lived in a time where there's been real pirates, except for right now with these African pirates.
They don't have eye patches.
No, they don't. They don't look like Captain Jack Sparrow. They don't look like Johnny Depp.
No peg legs.
Johnny Depp with dreadlocks. They don't have a fish face.
No.
That's not a pirate. He's not even part squid. But it annoys me that, like, these people for some reason think that these dudes aren't really pirates. And it got me.
Because they didn't live in the, what was it, 1700s and 1800s? When were pirates?
Dude, there were pirates all the way up to the fucking 1900s. And obviously continuing on to today.
Well, I'm saying the you know, swashbucklers.
There were pirates in the in 1 BC. There were pirates. There have been pirates as long as there have been people in boats. There have been pirates.
Well, all pirates mean they're like people who pillage and plunder, right?
The golden age of piracy was like the 1700s and 1800s. You're
I thought it was now. I go on the Pirate Bay every day.
Media piracy. Nah, but I looked up some shit on pirates because this was important to me, and I got a list of different cultures that had pirates, right? And it's pretty much every culture that ever existed on Earth. You know, the Illyrians, the Greeks, the Spanish, the Phoenicians, the Romans, the Vikings, the Muslims, the Slavic, the British, the Mongols, the Chinese, the Japanese. They were all Africans, obviously, now they're all pirates.
Now, is Leif Erikson a pirate?
I don't know who that man is. He's a Viking, I assume.
Yes,
he's all Viking. I know is Leif Garrett.
Not the same.
Who's Leif Erikson? Give me a little background.
He's Eric the Red Son.
Eric the Red Son. Eric the Red from the X-Men comics?
No.
Okay, I don't know.
Maybe they were based on it. Was he a Viking?
Eric the Viking, like the movie with Tim Robbins?
Didn't see
no?
it.
No? Nobody
Didn't
saw it? All right, fair enough.
We all missed that one.
It happens.
Now, Eric the Red.
Yeah.
His son was Leif Erikson, who discovered America before Christopher Columbus. Yes.
How did he discover America?
Well,
I thought we stopped using that term when we realized there are people already living here.
Yeah.
Like, you could say he ran into America.
All right.
He
pillaged and plundered America first.
How about this? What would you say if you lived in a house and somebody came up and knocked on your door? Would you say they discovered your house?
No, I would say, no, I do not want to convert. Please leave. I don't want your Awake magazine.
What would you say about this explorer? What would you say they did with your house? It's not, they obviously didn't discover your house, right?
All
right. You could say they found your house.
They ran into it, took it over.
Okay, so the Vikings ran into America.
Were they pirates though?
The Vikings, yeah. Fuck yeah, they were pirates.
Yeah, they came in. They came to wreck everything and ruin your life.
God sent them. Yeah, aww. yeah. Of course they were fucking pirates. But like the fact that people right now, like these Fox News types, and like even just the general dickheads you work with or whatever, are getting so upset about these fucking pirates. This is what pirates do, man. This pirates kill people and take their shit.
You know, the funny thing about those pirates is how they got started.
How'd they get started?
The Somali pirates actually started off as like a civil organization to defend their waters from excess fishing and pollution from Europe. European companies were coming and just dumping shit in their water, which killed all their fish, and then they couldn't eat.
Uh-huh.
And then they were also going out there and overfishing, so they couldn't eat. So they went out there and they were like, I think they actually called it the Volunteer.
I had no idea you knew this much about Somali pirates.
Oh, yeah. They were called the Volunteer.
I'm floored.
They were called the Volunteer Somalian Navy or something like that. So they started doing that. What they started doing is attacking the ships, taking them over.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then they realized, oh, fuck, we can make a lot more money doing this than anything else.
And now,
serves you right, fuckers.
Now, of course, there's like a cottage industry built up where all the bitches in Somalia want these pirates. They're like the hot shit when they pull into
That's
port.
That's right.
They're
rolling in like boom, 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 tick-a, boom, boom.
But just the idea that people are getting upset that pirates are committing piracy and murdering people. And when that's like the historical, the Disney movie isn't what it's really about. They're like, they murder people. They make them, walking the plank isn't just a cute thing that they said. It was like, you walk off of here tied up and then you drown in the ocean.
Well, in the entertainment industry, the MPAA tried to have this whole campaign about getting rid of calling it internet piracy or and they wanted to call it internet theft.
Yeah.
It's still the same. There is no difference. It's just they're upset that people think when they think pirate, they think cool. They think, you know, Johnny Depp with the squid face.
All right,
well, I don't know if he had the squid face in that movie.
He didn't.
That was a fucking awful movie, man.
It was.
I mean, you know, granted it wasn't made for my age bracket.
But I think it was. That's the sad part. It was made
for
everybody.
Not made for us.
Oh, fuck yeah, it was.
It might be made for us, like, mentally, but not made for us physically.
I have no idea what that means, dude.
You know, in other words, we have the mind.
You mean we're not supposed to act in the movie?
In other words, we have the minds of 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
But the body of 70-year-olds. I mean, 30-year-olds.
Speak for yourself.
Dude, your body. All right, you may have lost some weight, but you're still crickety, old man.
It's weird, man. I feel better than ever. I really
Yeah,
do.
But that's not saying for much.
Serious answers. You're saying comedic ones.
Wait, you just said I feel better than ever, like you ever felt
Dude,
great.
I ran up 8 flights of stairs today, and I didn't have to stop.
And
for
I didn't
20
die.
Minutes. I didn't have to stop for 20 minutes and hold my fucking chest.
By 8 flights of stairs, did you really mean 8 stairs?
No, I mean literally 8 flights of stairs.
And you ran.
I delivered this one building in my IPS uniform. where there's four floors, but each floor is two sets of steps. And I just fucking vaulted up them, and I got to the top, dropped the shit off, and ran back down.
Felt good, right?
Yeah, it's terrific. Yeah.
You seen in the head, you heard, dun, 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 dun. Don't lie, I know
no,
you.
No, I didn't.
I know you, bro, don't
you know,
lie.
You know what I thought to myself? I thought in a year, when I'm going to gain all my weight back, and won't be able to do this shit anymore.
All right, bro.
Because I love fucking eating food.
It's called, it's called the way we live, brother.
I'm married, I got two kids, I work 60 hours a week, and I like eating food. What do you think is going to happen?
Death.
Exactly. Hopefully early. But, you know, speaking of death, man, you got William Teach, who was Blackbeard. That dude was only 38 when he died.
His name was Billy Teach?
Billy Teach.
Whoa.
Well, what does that mean?
That sounds good. Blackbeard.
I mean, I don't think they call him Billy. I mean, just because you all of a sudden said Billy Teach. His name was William Teach. And he came from the era when a dude named William was called William.
It was
like
classy.
Yeah.
What's his background?
What do you mean, what's his background?
Was he like the son of a...
It's Caribbean dude. He moved around a lot. To Jamaica and shit. I don't know if he was Caribbean or if he just lived in the Caribbean.
Right, right, right.
But he moved to Jamaica.
Is Billy Teach a Caribbean or
you're calling Jamaican Billy? Name? You're calling him Billy too now.
Billy T, baby.
Mr. William.
He used to go around like, yo, girl, my name is Billy T.
Before you know it,
Billy T. Yeah. Billy T. Blackbeard.
He's going to be B Teach by the end of this conversation. Yeah. Using De La Soul. Yo, but B Teach was a dude who just went out and did horrific shit. He'd broadside a boat, fire cannons into it, bunch of people would be dead, then he'd take the fucking boat.
Take the gold?
Yeah. Grab all the gold, everything.
He was in the Caribbean?
He grabbed slaves off of one boat and kept them. You know? I mean, so like, let's
well,
not act like...
Well, you know, from our Dred Scott decision, we for discussion from last week, we understand that at that time they were considered property,
no,
not
but
people.
They actually joined him as pirates.
Oh,
that's
really?
The difference, yeah.
That's nice. So he didn't keep them.
But unfortunately,
he recruited them.
He left a lot of the other ones on the beach, and then they just got recaptured by the British and were
so
made into slaves
up.
Again. Can you imagine that?
Freedom!
Can you imagine that shit? A pirate boards your fucking ship.
Damn.
And you're like, I can't believe this happened. We're free. We're on the beach. And then they show up to rescue the rest of the crew, and they just grab you right back as a slave again.
That sucks, dude.
It does, man. It does.
That's so sad.
It is. But what can you do? It's imperialism.
Did they drink rum back then?
I guess,
yo ho
man.
Ho in a bottle of rum.
What the fuck else did they have to
it's
drink?
It's pirate's life for
and
me.
And pirates didn't bury their treasure. That's another thing I learned today through my exhaustive research.
They
didn't bury
it?
Treasure. They kept it.
No, they had a storage.
You know
somewhere.
What treasure
dude,
was
you
for
know
them?
How heavy
you know what
gold
treasure
is?
Was for them? It wasn't gold, and it wasn't jewels and shit. It was like soap and anchors and shit like
salt.
That.
Salt?
Yeah, shit
maybe
they
salt.
Needed. Yeah, cotton. Like shit they actually needed. Not like fucking, they didn't get doubloons and crowns and shit. I'm sure they stole some of that, but it was mostly just stuff to keep the ship going.
Oh, so they were
and
like...
sometimes when they jacked the ship,
cool.
They just took their ship and gave them their old shitty pirate ship.
So were the Mongol hordes land pirates?
They were sea pirates.
The Mongols?
The Mongols were actually sea pirates. Some of them, not all of them. I feel like I'm boring even myself.
No, no. I did not know. I thought they were all land-based.
No, they're not all land-based. They're through China and the Chinese and the Mongols and the Japanese, all pirates. They all had pirates. Every society... So I don't know why all of a sudden now that black people are doing it, it's got to be these. We shouldn't even call them pirates. Call them terrorists.
Well,
I heard that a few times. Call them terrorists instead of pirates.
What is a terrorist?
Good question.
I'll tell you what a terrorist is.
What?
Patrick Henry, my buddy.
Yeah.
He was a terrorist.
You love bringing this up.
I do. You know why? Because he fought for his land.
Yes.
He tarred and feathered people. And, you know, you read that when you're a kid and you're like, ha, ha, ha. But when you realize they're pouring
the same way you
hot
read,
tar.
The same way you read pirate, right? Then
right.
You read tar and feather. You're like, that sounds like fun.
Yeah,
and
you're
then,
like,
and then what is tar and feather?
It's hot tar, and then they throw feathers on it, so you get infected.
While your skin is burning
yeah,
off.
Yeah, you got third-degree burns, and they're like, ha, 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 look at this fucking silly guy. Go America. Well, back then it was, you know, go freedom. No taxes.
Yeah, I just imagine the humiliation of being there with your skin burning off from hot tar and patches. And then some dude shaking a pillowcase over your head like it's a big funny joke.
You know, there's that show John Adams that came on HBO.
Yes.
With Harvey Pekar as John Adams.
Yes.
They show a little tar and feathering.
Uh-huh.
Or, yeah.
How to look.
Heroic.
Is it as glorious
heroic.
As it
what?
Sounds?
Horrific.
It
no, it was great.
Bad.
Well, you know, it's against the Brits, so you're like, man, fuck them. No offense, Banksy. No offense, Banksy.
What's the difference, man?
What's that?
The Brits, the colonials are all fucking same people anyway.
Sort of.
They wore different jackets. Who cares?
They did wear different gangs, red and blue, baby, or blue and gray. Hmm?
Whatever, man. The system ended up being what it is today, so who cares who won? It would have been
they,
different
the,
if the
you
British
know
won.
The elites won.
Exactly.
You know what? The Brits won, because every fucking morning at 7:20 a.m., on fucking the Today Show, I have to see, hey, what dress is this cunt wearing to this goddamn wedding? I am so. I thought we won the war in 1776. I thought we had independence. And I'm watching on TV us look. Look, the fucking Middle East is fucking uprising against the royals, right? Their own royals.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we're on. I'm watching. I'm subjected to watch my fucking television because there's nothing else at 7 a.m. These fuck. Oh, she's gonna wear this dress. Is it from the same maker of Diana?
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, this is the original.
For somebody who doesn't watch the Today Show, because you know I got a cock and balls. What the fuck are you talking about? Who's getting married?
Prince William.
Who's Prince William?
Prince Charles and Lady Di's kid.
So he's the young guy, I guess.
Well, he's the heir, and the other one's the spare.
Boo.
He's the elder of the two.
He is the elder. He's going to be the king if Chuck passes.
But isn't there another guy besides Charles?
Nope.
Isn't there? I thought there was.
Chuck's next brother. Oh, I think Chuck has a brother.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
But it doesn't work that way.
He was in that movie King's Speech. He was stuttering and shit.
No, that was the Queen's mother.
The Queen's dad. All right. I don't know how you know so much about this. I have the most.
Because I hate them so much that I know everything about them.
I have the smallest knowledge ever about the English royal family.
I fucking hate them.
I didn't know Lady Di was dead until
last
year.
I hate Princess Diana. Dude, I hate that bitch. Everyone's like, oh, she was a great person. Yeah, she was great. The fucking people of England were suffering in the late 70s, and that cunt was getting propped up, right? The people of England. We should talk to Banks when he gets here about this. But the people of England.
If he hears this, he might not come in.
No, I'm sure he hates the royal family as much as we do.
All right, fair
enough.
The
fucking people pay for those fuckers. They do nothing, and they get paid. Imagine you're born, and the fucking taxes that you pay.
Yeah.
Well, not that you pay, that other people pay, go into, supplementing your income. How would you like that, Alf? You would love it. But if you were paying for them, you'd probably be pissed. I'm throwing way too many peas out, so we're going to pop like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't know what these fucking screens, man, they don't do shit.
No.
They used to work, but now whenever I listen to a show, I hear pop, 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 pop. That's all I fucking hear.
You know what? I can do this.
What's that? Turn it down a little bit.
Turn it down.
That's brilliant.
Turn the gain down a little bit.
Tell me more about this wedding.
Yeah, so Princess Di's son is marrying some chick who, and it's
wasn't one of those kids dressed up like a Nazi a few months ago?
That was a spare. That was a spare. The second brother.
Spare. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me, what was his story? Is he like
no? He was just being look.
So he was just dressed up for a costume party.
Because he was just dressing. He was just kind of being a douchey kid like we all are. And this kind of pissed me off too because I think they were being unfairly harsh on him because he dressed up to be a dickhead. He dressed up like it's Halloween. You're supposed to be, and sometimes you're evil, so you dress yourself up as Hitler. Everyone loses their fucking mind. Now, fast forward.
You went from hating the royal family to being the apologist for the royal family.
Well, I feel bad for that kid only because, remember when
Jesse
James.
You feel bad for that kid who has $1 billion?
No, I don't really feel bad for him. But remember when Jesse James, stuck his dick in someone else other than Sandra Bullock?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And then all of a sudden they had this picture of him where he put his little two fingers over his upper lip.
Which you
can
find a picture of any of us doing in history.
Exactly. And then he has a straight arm.
And they're like,
look at him. Look at him. He's making light of the Nazi situation. All I can think of is all the times we would get together and be jackasses to, satirize Hitler.
I don't even think we were thinking that deeply. I just think we did it because it was funny looking.
He looks like Hitler.
Yeah, it was just funny.
Oh, man. Yeah, I comb my kid's hair, gave him the old schoolboy, and I painted a little mustache on him.
You know what's funny? I was shaving today my mustache, right, because I was starting to grow a little thick. So I was shaving it, and I didn't realize that I gave myself a Hitler mustache.
You knew.
I had no idea.
Subconsciously, you did.
I looked in the mirror, and I laughed.
You didn't laugh. You looked, and you said yes.
Listen, dude, there's no way I could rock a Hitler mustache because I look like a Hitler terrorist, all right? I got a fucking giant Al-Qaeda beard, you know? There's no way I could ever pull off a Nazi look. It just wouldn't work for me.
You see, what's our boy, Gaddafi?
Yeah, what about
him? Dude, he's got a fucking chill-ass goatee.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, he's got a little goatee. He's looking a little rock star-ish. And they say this fucker's crazy. I don't know why he's fucking everything up.
I don't want to get into this yet because we have more to get into. If we're burning through shit so fast that we're going to have a 20-minute show tonight.
We haven't moved beyond Pirates. We're still on Pirates.
We're not on Pirates. We moved to the royal family, then you were starting to get into the Middle East. What's next? The price of gas, Banksy, good night. Banksy's running late tonight. We got to wait for him to show up.
That fucking...
Don't shit talk him before he gets here.
I like him. I enjoy him.
All right, fair
enough. Did you watch Exit Through the Gift Shop?
Yeah, we talked about it on the show, actually.
I did not.
Junior, do you ever listen to Bulldog Radio?
Homework, no.
Yeah.
The second I'm done, I forget everything I say. I don't want to get self-conscious. You know what I'm saying? If I start analyzing myself, I'm going to want to... No.
Improve?
No. Now keep it like it is, baby. Old school.
Yeah. I got you.
I don't know. But you fucking made me lose my train of thought.
Very easy.
Homework assignment over here, bro.
Yeah.
Did you see the movie Catfish?
No, bro.
Did you see the movie Catfish, bro?
No, I heard about it.
Tell me about it, bro.
Next week,
yeah,
we got a little assignment. Everyone watch Catfish, and we will spoil it for all of you.
Where am I seeing it?
Well, you can go to my favorite movie theater, the Pirate Bay. Just download uTorrent, and it's all yours.
Yeah, I'll definitely watch it. But we'll
have a little discussion.
I might actually
pay
for it, though, because I've been getting back into paying for shit again.
I'm sorry.
I'm not joking, man.
Well, when I had $20 in my bank account to last me 2 weeks,
I
stopped paying for everything.
I downloaded a record off of iTunes, and I paid for it.
I did that too.
For real.
I rented Harry Potter.
The first record I paid for. Yeah, it was, actually. It was.
What was it? You on iTunes?
But somehow you guys changed your name to Crowbar. I bought a Crowbar record on iTunes. And I really like Crowbar. And, you know, you could act like you don't like him, but everybody likes Crowbar. The record was fucking terrible. And that's why I don't pay for records.
Obviously, you do not like him.
No, I love him. It's just the record was terrible.
How does that work?
It's just a bad record.
Was it like
like this record.
Was it like a later era record?
You might shit your pants one day, right? I'm not going to say I hate you because you shit your pants. You just made a mistake. Crowbar made a mistake with this record. They made a huge mistake. They shit the bed on this record. They made a huge mistake. But they'll come back.
They won't come back. They're done, bro. They've been done for like 30 years.
They still keep making records, though.
When was the last good record?
1993.
Yeah, it really was.
Have they consistently been putting out records since that time?
Well, dude,
isn't that the band with the two fat dudes that we love so much?
They're like gigantic. Like if you're into music, which is like real heavy riffs and real slow,
and that's a subsect of what?
Metal.
Okay, I'm asking, bro. I'm trying to paint the picture.
Of classical music.
I'm trying to paint the picture, aka spread the time out on this goddamn show because we're out of topics.
No, it's they're like a subset of metal. It's just it sounds almost like the new record sounds almost like Pantera, and Pantera was influenced by these guys. You know when Pantera made the switch from like queer metal band to like heavy metal band.
Wait. From Cowboys from Hell when they were
Ride the Rocket. When Phil Anselmo had the mane and shit.
Ride the Rocket.
Yeah.
It's a little, you know I'm gonna play that song. I gotta find it.
Don't do it. Don't.
No. The background, bro.
Ride the Rocket.
Oh.
How do you even have that?
Oh, because when. Because, you know, when you're a high school kid and you're fucking rocking out to Cowboys from Hell and you're like, yeah.
How was it when I was in high school? I was listening to Neurosis and shit and you were listening to fucking Pantera.
When I say high school, I mean eighth grade.
When you say high school, you mean college, dude. You was listening to that shit when you lived in Brunswick.
Stop. I still listen to it. Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Unbelievable.
You don't like Pantera?
I like Pantera, but I like Pantera post whatever the fuck, Far
so
Beyond
you
Driven.
You like Far Beyond Driven.
Yeah, remember when they came out and all of a sudden they...
are you talking to me?
When they came out and all of a sudden they were like the fake version of Rollins Band, that's when I liked them. But, you know, when he had the dumb fucking video where he came out all tattooed up and shit, being like kind
he
of...
had a bald head.
Yeah,
he
looked
no
like a softer
pretty.
Version of Rollins. Because, right. you know, Rollins is all fucking go, no show. And this guy was all like, all slob.
I'm
going to
play a little jam
slob.
For you, bro.
Go ahead, play it.
Pantera, pre-Cowboys from Hell.
Let me hear this shit.
Ride my rocket.
A live version?
It's all that's on the internet,
he
bro.
He loves the live version.
I hate the live version. That's Joe's problem.
All
Pantera's
right.
first album, Metal Magic.
Jesus Christ, really? This does sound like some magical shit. Well, come on, man. You gotta start queuing this shit up better, man.
Well, I can't cue back in time.
Where's your DJ intro?
You're now coming to the stage. A shitty version of Pantera.
That, he didn't say stripper DJ.
This is awesome.
DJ intro.
Ladies and
what
gentlemen.
What was that? Crystal coming to the stage.
Crystal. And it's and this is also when he was known as Diamond Daryl, not Dimebag Daryl.
You could easily take 20 minutes and still hit the post on this song. This fucking shit, this introduction is interminably long. And now it's over.
It's all fast forwarding.
What is this, Kiss?
Get up, everybody. Wow, this really is. Wow.
I didn't want to touch it since we were both 16.
This is totally Kiss, man. Turn this shit down a little. We can have it in the background, but I can't listen to it that loud.
Can we just take it to the hook?
Yeah.
Probably gonna take 16 minutes.
Wow.
God.
All right, turn the shit down, please. Please. Turn it down. I can't take it.
I guess we all have to start somewhere.
That was just was a Kiss song that never got written by Kiss. I don't know. I know Junior thinks Kiss sucks, right? I tend to be a fan of Kiss because I just don't give a fuck what people think.
I grew up on Kiss.
You like Kiss too, right? Good. Fuck it.
But they're not really good.
They're fucking terrific.
But were they really? Is it like...
No.
It's not just the music, which the music is great.
Great as like an 8-year-old. Like when you listen to it, you loved it like when you were 8 years old. But when you look back, like...
This motherfucker listened to that when he was young.
I did not listen to this.
Okay, 8 years old, yet X number 5 had a road trip.
Can you stop ruining my table?
I can't help it.
You know this is a wood table here, right? I spent a little money on this table.
I'm chipping away here.
You are, bro. You hurt my feelings now. You're on punishment. Go ahead.
X number 5, road trip. We took the tour van. We took the van out to see Kiss at the Meadowlands.
That's probably a fun night, even if the music's not great. No, I can, because I do like some.
We're not 8 years old
like Strutter.
Yeah, I'm not 8 years old either. I was listening to fucking Love Gun on the way over here.
Is it really good?
Come on.
I can rattle off 10 Kiss songs right now that I would listen to every fucking day.
Agreed.
Right.
Love Gun, Dr. Love, Detroit Rock City.
They call me.
I'll even listen to I Was Made for
they
Loving
call
You.
Dr. Love. What about Beth? You like Beth?
No, I don't like Beth. I don't like ballads from any band, though. I just don't like ballads.
My neighbors used to make me sing Beth.
You have a beautiful singing voice.
My buddy Dave and his brother Dan used to make me sing Beth to their sister.
Was her name Beth?
No. Not at all. Not at all. But that's when I first started singing, and they used to make me sing it to their sister.
So that's why you love Kiss, because it got you into the singing thing.
But you don't keep loving a band for that reason.
Kinda,
that's what it was. You didn't even know it.
But you don't keep loving a band for that reason. They have to still be good. For us to be the age we're at now.
Come on, it's the whole production. It's the theatrics. It's the fire on stage.
It's the feeling. It's almost the psychological nostalgia of you liking it. It's like when
I hear... music also has to be good. Music also has to be good.
But even if you go see him now, it doesn't bring me back... bring me back to my childhood.
Right.
It's a great stage show. I mean, okay, maybe not now because they got two guys, guys wearing makeup, which I am completely against.
So you're against the fake Ace Frehley?
The fake, yeah.
And the fake Peter Criss.
But does it really matter?
I mean, absolutely it does.
Well, for Ace Frehley, it does. For Peter Criss?
Yeah, it matters.
Absolutely
it
does.
Matters.
I mean, granted, last time I saw Kiss, Peter Criss was playing on trigger drums.
As much as
he could barely hit the drums.
As much as I love Izzy Stradlin, I mean, if Guns N' Roses gets together and he's not in the band, does anyone really care? Does anyone really care if Slash,
I think it's a little different.
Slash Axl
different.
And Duff are in the
front? I
think
it's a little bit different.
It's different.
Do we care if Steven Adler's really there?
Listen, I'm going to make this comparison, and I know people are going to be like, oh, that's ridiculous. But, like, you wouldn't replace...
How dare you?
You wouldn't replace one of the Beatles, right? There's George, John, Paul, and fucking Ringo.
Does anyone really care about Ringo?
I'm just saying, man.
But Ringo. No one really cares.
The same way you wouldn't replace one of those dudes, there's four guys in Kiss. The end. There's four guys in Kiss.
Yeah, four guys.
Yeah.
Ace Frehley,
two of them matter and two of them don't.
All right, whatever.
Well, wait, two and a half matter because I think Ace Frehley matters a little bit because he's Ace Frehley. But other than that,
no one really cares.
But
you don't even like him, so I don't think you get to make this
Because you look up and they look the same. They're wearing the makeup.
But even fuck the makeup. I'm just saying, when I listen to him in the fucking car or on the iPod, I'm not looking at pictures of him in the makeup while I'm listening to him. It's not like I hold up a poster of fucking Destroyer.
Dude, liking Kiss now is like... It's like when I watched the old Incredible Hulk TV show with Bill Bixby.
Untrue.
Like when you watch it, you go, wow, this really isn't good, but I'm still compelled to watch every episode.
You're out of your fucking mind. Am I wrong?
Dude, you're out of your element, Donnie.
I'm out of my element.
Dude, with some of the shit you play on this show, I can't believe that you're telling me that Kiss sucks. You play Maximum Penalty, and those dudes are poison with a steroid junkie singing. And somehow Kiss is terrible?
Allegedly.
When's the last time you listened to Kiss?
Never, bro. I like Strutter. I can listen to Strutter.
Strutter's good,
but I don't listen to him. No, the last time I heard Chris is probably Chris.
What about God of Thunder?
Last time I heard Kiss was probably in your Honda Civic.
Yeah.
Or
I haven't owned that car in like 8 years.
The defense rests.
Listen, man, Kiss is one of those bands that it becomes fashionable to shit talk. Like it's fashionable to be like Kiss. The same way people for some reason are obsessed with bacon now. Bacon is the best thing in the world. Like, you know, fucking
bacon
that's all I see about now.
Yeah, I know, but it's never stopped being good.
But
although Sausage, egg, and cheese is better than bacon, egg, and cheese.
But
do
you know
we
what
agree?
I'm saying?
Do
how,
agree,
like,
gents?
Which I had on right over here.
Give it up.
But you know what I'm saying about how for some reason there's things that people talk about now. Like for some reason bacon is a popular topic now when it's it's just a fucking breakfast food. Who gives a shit? It's the same fashionability
it's an
to talk shit
food.
On kids.
You could have that for dinner. It's very versatile.
Yeah, it is versatile, but it is a trendy thing. It is fashion.
So you know what I'm saying, right?
I know exactly what you're saying, Bobby.
It's one of these weird things where like people attach themselves to these trends.
Baconator.com.
Is there a real like backlash on Kiss right now?
Everybody's hated Kiss for like 10 years. It's hip to hate Kiss.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I'm hip then.
Just ask Foshal.
Yeah, there you go. That jerk off hates on Kiss constantly. I know what he listens to. The sound of two men sucking each other off. He's terrible. You heard me. Fuck you, Foshal.
No,
fuck you, son.
No, not two men sucking off.
All right.
Him sucking off two men.
There you go.
All right.
So Junior immediately, while we're listening to that, says, you know, this sucks.
I want to know honestly and legitimately. Exact words were, this is terrible.
That's really what he said. But what is your reasoning?
I don't know.
Give me your answers. Give me some fucking angles and measurements to tell me why it sucks.
It just sounds corny.
You realize it's from the 70s, right? 70s is
a different time. So is fucking the Ramones.
Yeah, and the Ramones suck too. They made one good song and repeated it 90 times.
Now you're just trying to have an argument because I know you love... You fucking named every cat you had Joey.
No, actually, that's not true.
Every fucking animal this motherfucker's had for the last at least 10 to 15 years.
Actually, it's Dee Dee and Joey I named the cats.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The prosecution rests.
But...
Asked and answered.
I like the Ramones, right?
Gabba Gabba, hey,
Gabba Gabba. The Ramones wrote one song. And then performed that song
50
different times with 50 different names.
But Rockaway Beach,
Rock and Roll High School, all that shit.
Pet Sematary was different. Pet Sematary is different than any other song.
Yeah, because they wrote it for a fucking movie.
Play it not, I feel a chill.
That's the worst shit ever. I hate that shit.
I love that fucking album.
Terrible.
I love
fucking
that album.
Howard Stern looking motherfucker. Fucked him in his ass.
You know what the sad part is? When Howard Stern looks better than you.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
Or he looks like Patti Smith. You see Patti Smith recently?
I don't like Patti
Smith. I don't think Joey Ramone died, for the record. I'm just saying, when listeners at home, go on to google.com.
I'm actually going to do that shit right now.
And look up Patti Smith.
I would if I didn't have a piece of shit phone.
Yeah, Alf loves his AT&T. What is it, Tilt?
Yeah, Tilt 2.
I had to get rid of AT&T because I couldn't even get a signal
Tilt 2.
In my
I upgraded
house.
From the Tilt to the Tilt 2.
But he has a
piece
smart
of shit
way of
to piece
doing
of
things.
Shit part two.
How much did that phone cost you again?
It cost me zero.
And what's
then
it worth?
A winner.
And what's it worth?
But that's a winner then.
Dude, I rock
it. It is a winner.
Dude, I use my phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Use your what?
Minus eight.
Use your what?
What did I say?
Oh, you said your iPhone.
I don't have an iPhone.
What do you have?
I have a phone. Currently, I'm rocking the Samsung Omnia, which is a piece of shit, but does the job.
Why does everybody call their phone a piece of shit?
It's not an iPhone, and we all want iPhones.
Listen,
we all know it's true.
Here's what you have to realize.
I hated iPhone.
I would take Apple.
A
Droid just as quickly as I would take an iPhone.
Droid.
I think that people have to realize something, though. We become so technologically fucking spoiled that you take something that you would have looked at 5 years ago and said, this is the greatest piece of technology ever invented, and we're all like, piece of shit. Garbage.
Well, you know why it's a piece of shit?
I've seen your fucking phone, dude. You play movies on it and shit.
Well, fair enough.
It has an internet connection. It's full touch screen. Like, how can you shit talk that phone?
Because it's old.
How old is it, a year?
No, it stutters now. It's getting old. It's not. You know what? I shouldn't say it's a piece of shit. When it came out, it was top notch. It was the shit. They were like a really good copy of the iPhone.
You understand what I'm saying, though? People are so technologically spoiled that they're like, it's garbage.
Your phone really is garbage.
But it really is garbage.
You know why? Because it runs Windows.
You know, mine does too. That's why it's Windows Mobile 6.5.
I'm the only person in America that loves Windows.
I do like Windows. I had a Mac. I had Apple. I had a Mac. And it shit the bed after 2 years. And I went right back.
You know why I like
Windows? For half the price, I went right back.
One third, brother.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's the problem with Apple, man. You spend so fucking much on it, and then if something goes wrong, you're like, you're just out.
But it works.
What a fucking Dell PC.
Did you have AppleCare? No. Fuck you.
Yeah, I just looked up a picture of Patti Smith.
She looks like Joey Ramone.
She's hurting for certain.
No, she looks like Joey Ramone did not die. Am I right?
Check it out.
I know. I've seen her recently.
That's fucking terrible. She looks like Blossom and Joey Ramone.
Yeah, she's a person that like I want to like. I want to like her music. I want to like her poetry. But I don't.
Yeah, I don't like her either. I don't give a fuck about her, television, any of them CBGB bands. I don't give a fuck.
What about Richard Hell and the Voidoids?
Don't give a fuck about him either.
I don't know.
I can't say I care about any of the history of anything. I don't care about the history of West Coast hardcore.
You
East
go
Coast
through a
punk.
Life of, I don't of give a fuck. You have a scorched earth policy. You don't give a fuck about the history of yourself.
No, I don't, man. I don't give a fuck about the history of anything.
You don't see a bridge you don't like burning.
Exactly. I burn a bridge before I even cross it. Right? I have to jump over the flames because I burn bridges so fast. But I just don't have this fucking respect for history that other people seem to have. You know, like people are like, those are the original CBGB's bands and they laid the groundwork. Fuck them. Somebody else would have done it if they didn't. And they probably would have done it better. You know what I mean?
Nah, I don't know about that.
All right, whatever.
You gotta get it. I don't know.
I'm not gonna get into this with you. You know what I mean? Like Kiss. The fuck do you know?
No, I like the Ramones.
The fuck do you know? The Ramones love Kiss.
No, they did. They hated
Kiss. They wish they could be in Kiss.
They hated
Kiss. Say that much.
They hated Kiss.
Every band from that era wishes they were in Kiss.
The end of the century. the documentary, they talked about how no, I'm fucking around.
Of course, I was gonna say, why don't
I
you,
had to call him.
You have to verify.
I was completely talking shit, dude. I didn't believe anyone would take me seriously. All of a sudden, you did, so I went with it.
When you say shit like that, I should make you verify, but you can't because like 3/4 of the Ramones are dead now, right? Who's left?
One of the fake
Joey
ones.
Didi, Marky.
I think that band is called the Remains, right? Wasn't it Marky Ramone and the Remains or something like that?
That's awesome. Fuck him. Fuck him in her ass. There was something we were going to talk about, and I wish I could remember what the fuck it was. Oh, yeah.
Well, we're talking about Kiss.
Go ahead.
You said before your band was on tour.
King of the Segway.
Yeah, no, but we started discussing what did you do on tour in other bands.
And then the X Number 5 had the road trip to go see Kiss. We were all big fans of Kiss. And then somehow that conversation segue into
I asked
Bad
you if you have any crazy shit that you did on tour.
Yeah. No, I mean... Nothing more than a typical tour wars, you know, when you have two bands on tour and we're cruising down the highway and who's, you know.
Friends or enemies?
Oh, friends.
Okay.
Friends, but, you know, who's buying a dozen eggs and whipping them at the tour van of the other band and who's shitting in bags and throwing it
at the other house, dude.
While doing 65 miles an hour, splattering all over their windshield.
That's nice.
You know, tour wars.
Tour wars.
It's kind of a...
Coming to MTV, tour wars.
I can't imagine just being shit on by somebody being able to continue the tour. You're like, hey, buddy, all in
over.
Good fun.
It'd be over. Like, ha-ha, you motherfucker, you threw shit on my car.
At the end of the tour, the van, the fucking band, everything.
A couple of teeth.
You know how sensitive vegetarians are. Well, we were on tour with this one band from Canada.
Oh.
And while they were playing, we decided to run out to the deli and get a whole bunch of deli meats and just wallpaper their van with
with meat. Were they like vegan?
Hardcore?
No, they were vegetarians.
Animal rights or whatever?
No, not really hardcore, but enough that they came out to the van and they were so bummed.
That's awesome.
So bummed.
Wow.
Even like hot dogs. We took hot dogs and skewered them. Down the antenna of the radio.
And then they have to rip it off with their hands, and they smell like hot dogs for months.
Hot dog.
Well, no matter what, that fucking van's going to smell like hot dogs once it starts heating up anyway.
And you know, since you bought it for a prank, you bought the cheap shit, so it really smells.
Hot dog in the gas tank, sticking out of the gas tank lid. It was a good time.
So it looked like a little cock sticking out?
Why did you going to bring it there, man?
Did you stand on the other side of the car and go, whoa?
What's wrong with you?
That's what we used to do.
But there was a story you were telling about how you ran into HR.
Yeah.
HR of the Bad Brains.
All came up because HR is actually playing here in Jersey.
Yeah.
With Vision at the Record Collector in Bordentown. And I wish I remembered the date offhand, but I don't. But it's coming up soon, within the next month or two. But
is Vision, does that mean HR is going to be fronting Vision, or is, I mean,
No. HR's
they're doing separate shit.
Separate sets. He's got his solo stuff. And
the reggae stuff?
I guess. Yeah.
That's bananas.
Yeah. It is pretty bananas. He's bananas.
I don't think I've ever heard any of HR's solo stuff, because I knew it existed, but I just kind of pushed it off to the side.
It's like bad reggae.
I don't even want to know this.
Yeah. Bad reggae.
Yeah, I imagine. But anyway, tell us about when you ran into HR there.
So is this in D.C. I'm taking it?
It was in Baltimore. I was out with Vision. We were doing some dates on the 10 for 10 tour, which was
their album?
10 hardcore bands, $10.
10 hardcore bands in one night?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It was like an all-day thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Was it a whole tour?
Yeah. And it was really structured because there's 10 bands. You have one day.
Was it at like clubs, though, not like house shows or anything?
No, it was clubs. And it was
like 9:30 clubs?
Decent-sized bands. Well, I mean, like Poison the Well, Terror. I mean, there are a whole bunch of, you know, Madball.
Well, that's a real tour.
Yeah.
It's a lot. There's too many bands in one night, though.
It really is. It's like a marathon afternoon into the night.
You know what it is? When you're like 18, 19, 20, you're like, yes, $10. I get to see 10 bands. You're there all night. You're sweating. You're fucking getting drunk before, during, after. You're hooking up. You start hitting 24, 25, and you're like, dude, do I really have to sit through 10 bands?
It's a great idea until you're actually there. Like right now, I get bummed when there's like 5 bands on a building.
Oh, I'm with you, bro.
5 bands, let alone 10. And
look, can I pay instead of paying $5, can I pay 10, but you cut 2 bands off the bill?
How about 10 for 7? How's that tour sound?
Yeah, try working that one out with the door guy at the court. But, yeah, so, I mean, it was 10 bands. The the stage schedule was very structured, like, you know, on, you're off. And the stage manager, this guy Sarge, awesome guy, but he was, you know, really sticking to the schedule.
Right.
So we're in Baltimore, and I'm...
I have a question.
Yeah.
How do they pay the bands? It's not a lot of money for bands, right? $10 for 10 bands? It means a buck a band, or, you know... I guess it's weighed a little bit different depending on the band.
Yeah. But. Yeah, depending on the weight of the band, the size of the band, you know, the history, you know.
Sure,
Madball is going to get more money than, you know, one of the bands going on at noon.
Sure. Fair enough. Okay.
But, so...
Didn't mean to throw business into it, God.
It always comes down to money with you, isn't it?
That's how we roll, baby. Call me Sarge. Get off the stage, fucker.
So, yeah, so I'm on the street in Baltimore in front of the club Sonar, and this gentleman walks up to me. I'm looking at this guy. I'm like, oh, guy, here we go. You know, I'm by myself. I was out on the phone with my drummer at the time. So I hang up. This dude rolls up to me. Haggard-looking dude, towel on the head. You know, wearing an old polyester suit jacket inside out.
Fucking awesome.
You know, like Nike sneakers. He just...
He looked homeless,
haggard looking.
Did he smell homeless? Or you didn't get close enough yet?
A little bit.
Okay,
So he starts talking to me, and he has a very soft-spoken voice. And I don't even understand a word he's saying. I'm just kind of nodding, you know? And the only part I could make out was, I'll be back around 9. I'm like, all right, great, cool. See you then, man. Awesome. And I was joking, you know, man, that guy looked like HR from Bad Brains. What a goof, you know? So I went back and I told all the Vision guys, you know, we were kind of killing time that afternoon in the Inner Harbor. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I met HR this afternoon, blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, we go back to the show. Vision plays their set. I'm loading off the drums off the stage. And Dave Franklin, the singer of Vision, taps me on the shoulder. He's like, hey, your buddy's back. I look up on stage. Sure enough, there's HR.
Get the fuck out of here.
HR standing on stage with his guitar.
Reversed, was he wearing a reversed polyester jacket?
Reversed polyester jacket, towel on the head, just draped over his head, standing there with his guitar.
Dreads or no dreads?
Dreads.
But like balding? Is he balding? Like,
well, he had
like,
the towel on his head, so I really couldn't. He
hit
couldn't
it.
But we got to admit,
HR
has always looked like an African refugee, no matter what area you're talking about. He always looks like somebody who's fleeing from some kind of genocide in the Sudan. You know what I mean? Like...
Yes, he does.
That's pretty fucked up.
He's fucked up.
He's on the stage, and I look up. He's got his guitar, and he's looking to plug into something. He wants to play, you know. And
was he booked?
No. That's the catch.
It was 11 for 10.
He just showed up with a guitar and wanted to play, you know. And everybody's like, "Oh my God, that's HR."
Sure, you gotta let him play, right? You gotta show him a little respect. Let him play.
Sarge is all business.
The stage manager.
Oh yeah, he's
Sarge
like,
didn't want to hear.
He's like,
is Sarge like a hardcore guy, or is he just straight business?
He's a hardcore guy, straight business.
But he's like, get the fuck off the stage.
Yeah, Terror's on next. So Terror sets up, and HR is still sitting there on the drum riser as
Holy
they set up around
shit.
Him.
Wow.
You know, and at this point, you know, Terror's ready to go. Their intro music plays. They come out on stage. HR is still sitting on the drum riser with his guitar. You know, and then, like, security gets up there, and they're like, you know, trying to usher him off stage.
With a little dignity, right?
With a little dignity.
Yeah.
No. It got to the point where they were chasing him in circles around the stage. They couldn't catch him. It was like Tanner Boyle from Bad News Bears.
On stage. Sarge is chasing him.
No, not Sarge, but a bunch of security guys were chasing him around stage. And he's bobbing and weaving with his guitar.
With his guitar.
And they couldn't catch him. So next thing you know, Scott, the singer from Terror, said, you know what? Leave him up here. It's cool.
He can play with them.
So they start playing their set. You know, you know, they have their intro music that plays. They start kicking in, and it's heavy. And HR is up there with a guitar, not plugged in anything, mind you. And Terror is tearing it up. HR is flailing. He is getting into it. He has no idea what the Terror song sounds like. He's just playing.
He's feeling the energy, man.
He's feeling the energy. He's playing along with it. Not plugged in.
Oh, this is fucking genius.
Not plugged in. So he's on stage for the first song, the whole first song of Terror's set. Until, you know,
and he's feeling the energy going nuts
at the end of the song.
People going nuts. People loving it, right?
People are going nuts. People are loving it. People are confused. Nobody knows what the hell is going on. So at the end of the song, he just smiles, gives everybody the peace sign, and slowly just makes his way off stage.
Get the fuck out of here.
And that was it. And he gave me a HR pin, which I keep on my
on your person,
on my guitar strap
forever.
Does anybody know how he ended up there? Like,
no
did
idea.
He just kind of fucking wandered in?
He just wandered off the street when I saw him.
This is fucking
madness.
The
strangest thing in the world.
But this goes also to like just the people getting old. Yeah. You know, like people like HR, he really should have died in like 1993. I think after Quickness. I think after Quickness, he should have been done. Because the next record, what the fuck? The one with Cool Mountaineers on it. Remember that horse shit? What the fuck was the name of that record?
Remember when they came back
Mountaineers.
On Madonna's record label, Maverick, I think?
Maverick. I think that's the record I'm talking about.
Is that the album? Yeah.
I think that's the record I'm talking about.
I got like a promo 7-inch from that.
It was called I Love Ja or some shit. But all of his shit was cool.
Except I was saying, was that every album?
Yeah, I was going to say, every album is I Love Ja.
Back with Ja's my co-pilot.
There was the Justice Keepers was on that record, and that song sucked. Cool Mountaineers was on it, and that song sucked.
And remember when they decided, hey, man, you know, that whole time with Madonna, that was bad time, so we're going to call ourselves the Soul Brains.
Soul Brains.
Because bad brains is bad energy.
And isn't HR like 60 now? Probably. Dude's been around since like 1975. He started making music in 75 or 76.
They were old when they came on the scene in like 82, 83.
No, they didn't come on the scene in 82 or 83. It was
the 70s. No, they weren't for 79, but I'm saying when they came up to New York. New York scene. They were like the old
New York.
They were like the old men, showing the kids what's up.
Gotcha. It happens,
I've heard that he's schizophrenic.
Nobody grows old with dignity.
Was he schizophrenic? Oh, Henry Rollins grown old with dignity.
No, Henry Rollins looks like a bitch now. Dude, I don't give a fuck what you say. There's no dignity in that.
Dude, for real.
Really? Henry Rollins.
I know it sounds vain and it's not. Yeah. But when you dye your hair a little bit, I mean, it's a little gray.
I'm just thinking about this. Henry Rollins used to be like a tough guy.
Keeping it really ugly.
Henry Rollins used to be a tough guy, though, is what I'm saying. Like, somebody approached him in the street, he'd fucking like tense up. You know, he's like an animal.
We saw what happened to Danzig.
Now he looks like an old bitch.
Yeah. Danzig and his cat litter.
We shit talk Danzig so bad in one of these shows.
Glenn, we're sorry.
He still hasn't recovered.
Glenn, we are really, really sorry.
And there I am wearing a fucking dumb shirt.
You're wearing the
North Tech
King shirt. Motherfucker.
I only got 3 shirts, dude. Two of them are uniforms.
Get yourself a fucking Danzig shirt.
It's sad. It's getting sad. In my old age now, all I'm doing is buying fucking video game clothing. It's just corny. Wow. But not like the obvious shit where it's like, Mass Effect, and it's a picture of the guy ripping through the chest.
So you have like the Umbrella Organization.
It'll be
like
a logo from in-game that nobody would get unless they were into the game. Like the Umbrella Corporation shit or like fucking, you know, Eclipse
or
Mercenaries,
like,
you know.
Call of Duty Spetsnaz or whatever.
Something like that. Although, I'd actually just get a Spetsnaz shirt not knowing anything about that game. Because I know Spetsnaz, like the Russian M16. Why'd I say the Russian M16 like I'm from England? The Russian Special Forces.
What's
M16? M16 is British Special Forces.
Oh, all right.
And for some reason, I said that as if we're in England.
I did not know that.
I'm just getting ready for Banksy later.
Is the M16, say, I think is the, M16 the equivalent of a Green Beret?
Something like that, yeah. Right. And then the Spetsnaz is the Russian equivalent of that, but they're like cannibals, too, so it's bananas. What?
You know what's bananas?
What?
The fucking Power Rangers were bananas.
You know, it's funny. I was going to say.
Talking about Rangers.
No, I was going to say, man, nobody gets old with dignity. And there's another motherfucker who didn't get old with dignity, which is I barely noticed. I have just the most ancillary knowledge of this because I wasn't. I'm a little too old for this.
You mean with me and the Geohot case last week?
Exactly.
No information.
Man, you had so little information. But, I was a little too old for this show because it came out when I was like 16 or 17. And like, even though I was into comics and shit, what I give a fuck about Power Rangers for? It's just corny.
Yeah, and for us, they were just a bad live action version of Voltron.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
agreed.
But there was a show, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, out in the 90s. It's still out now. My kids are like, you know, real young and they want Power Rangers shit.
New versions or is it the old versions?
It's just like they're still making new ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for real, dude.
Whoa! So it's not even a comeback special. Like,
no, they just
Voltron's coming back.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that though.
Thundercats are coming back.
Yeah, I know that.
The whole Hasbro line is coming back.
Transformers came.
The fucking Strumpfs are coming back, bitches.
The what? The
Strumpfs.
What is that?
The fucking Smurfs, bitches. The Smurfs are coming.
Is that how you say
it
in Mexico? What the fuck was?
No, bro.
The Strumpf.
They were Dutch, I believe.
What about the Snorks?
Fucking Snorks, bro. Oh, damn. And then there was the wild Snork that lived in the woods and he had 2 Snorks.
You know
he had 2 Snorks, motherfucker.
I've never even heard it.
Meet the Snorks.
That's not the Snork song.
He's making it up.
What's the Snork song?
Listen, I sent you guys an email before. I want you to check out what I sent you. I want you to check out this link that I sent you. It's about a man named Tommy who's the Green Ranger.
The Green Ranger.
And I want you to look at the top
Mighty
picture.
Morphin Power Ranger.
I want you to look at the top picture of him. And there's him in his ranger suit and him smiling with a ponytail, just being a happy-go-lucky guy. And apparently, over the last week, he had an altercation. And I want you to scroll down a little and see what the Green Ranger has become, right?
All
right,
so now he's looking in beautiful 80s glory or 90s glory. Tom.
Smiling, happy kid.
Now he's looking like a UFC.
And then you scroll
sleeve.
Down, and all of a sudden
loading.
He's... see,
loading.
Your phone really is a piece of shit.
Loading.
Well, let me just show you. Here's him before, right?
All right.
And this is the dude now.
He's an MMA fighter.
All of a sudden, he's an MMA guy. And what's funny is he actually owns the company Jesus Didn't Tap. You remember how we always saw those gloves?
Oh,
and
shit, look at that. Yeah.
Really? We always thought they were corny as hell. Be like, Jesus didn't tap. What the fuck is that shit?
No, but the nails did. Tapped right into his arms.
Well, here's the thing. It's kind of hard to tap when your fucking wrists are nailed to a 2x4. Wow.
Hey, Jesus, give me a one-handed clap.
He's just up there yelling, tap!
I submit!
But the point is this. He didn't tap his toes or his wrists.
We're going to hell.
I don't even think he was speaking English back then. It was probably some kind of Arabic language. Strumpf. But he owns that, like, production, or whatever the fuck you call it. It's not a clothing line. Gear company.
I expected him to be in gay porn, dude. I really thought that's where you were going with this.
I thought he's going to be haggard. Well,
yeah, I thought he was going to look like HR.
No, this guy, he owns, like, 5 karate schools. He's, like, a decorated martial artist. But, like, last week, apparently, he went nuts and knocked some dude's teeth out of the show. Right? The dude thought he was going to steal gloves, right? The kid who was cleaning up the ring.
At like a UFC, MMA. Like an MMA.
He had a second professional fight, and the dude's a dominator. He had 4 amateur fights, and he won all of them with ease. Like knockouts in like 23 seconds and shit. And then in this one, he won it, and the guy was cleaning up the ring thought that he wasn't going to give him the gloves back, and he said, hey, Jesus didn't steal gloves.
He said
right?
that to the kid?
He said that to the Green Ranger.
We heard he was coming into the ring.
Now coming to the ring, weighing in at 147 pounds,
with his Megazord weighing 52 tons,
the Green, you know him as the Green Ranger.
Wow, that's some shredding ass shit.
Well, this is fucking HR's new band.
This is the soundtrack to the Mega Man game.
HR, is this,
What'd you get, the Japanese version? All right, turn this shit down. This is like the full version of the song. I've never even heard that before. What did you search to find that?
A website called YouTube.
All right, fair enough. Take it down a little more. So anyway, this kid says Jesus didn't steal gloves. Power Ranger gets a little upset and knocks his teeth out.
Jesus didn't knock me. Didn't Jesus say turn the other cheek? Well, he did, I guess, with his fucking left and a right.
But it happens. But the dude, you know, I mean, obviously people fuck with him a lot and he gets upset because one dude came down to the ring to fight him in a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles world. So but you know lost. The guy gets fucked with.
But the guy lost.
Oh, yeah, he kicked the shit out of him. Apparently this dude beats up everybody.
If I was him, I would come. This would be my theme song coming in. I would accept it, like, just own it. Yeah. Like, that's right, bitch. That paid for all 4 of my dojos.
Well, you look at the dude, and obviously he's all muscled up now and tattooed up and shit, and he can fight like a motherfucker. So I just think it'd be funny if eventually he made his way to one of the big leagues, either Strikeforce or the UFC. See, I knew you guys were going to think this was going a much different way than the way it went.
Yeah, I thought it was
going to
fall apart.
This isn't one of those where are they now, like Dana Plato, where he's staring at the inside of a coffin. This motherfucker actually just became a professional ass kicker later in life. And the dude's like 39 years old, so it's not like he's some young
dude. He's 40?
He's an older dude, man. He was 19 in like the
1990s. Yeah.
So you know, you figure you had 20 years to that. Anyway, that's all I got. I just thought it was
beautiful
some interesting
thing, man.
Shit.
Holy shit! He was 19 in the 90s.
He was 19 in the 90s.
Old.
But so was
so
I.
So were we.
So were all us. I look at the fact that people born in 1990 are like full drinking age adults now, and I don't even know how to comprehend that. Like, you could meet a dude or a chick who was born in 1990, and they could be at a bar. Doesn't that seem ridiculous to you?
Wow.
That just made me really uncomfortable.
You know what, dude?
What?
So you're saying someone who's 19.
Someone who was born in 1990, right?
They're 21
that's
now.
That's why you don't think about those types of things.
He's 21 right now.
That's why Al just does card check.
That's
he doesn't.
Why.
He just does adds up. Goes over 21. All right, good enough.
That's why I never leave my fucking house because I realize I'm becoming an old person who doesn't know who young singers are or young actors. I don't.
Who's this Justin Bieber everyone's talking about?
I tried to think of young actors the other day, and the best I could come up with is, oh yeah, that guy Jesse Eisenberg, and that's the only one I could think of.
What about the guy from Scott Pilgrim?
I wouldn't consider him a young actor.
He's old.
I mean, he's young, but he only
Demi Lovato.
Acts old people.
Huh? Hey guys.
There you go.
Who was that?
Hey guys.
Who's that?
I don't know.
He just knows
She's a Disney kid, I think, right? Yeah.
You know who she is, man.
No,
don't bullshit.
You know how quickly
Wizards of Waverly Place.
With the quickness with which he threw
Wizards
out that
of,
knowledge,
wait,
he
wait,
can't
is
pull
it
back
Wizards
up.
Of Waverly Place? No, I know she's
asking
a Disney
me.
Kid.
You know exactly what
I don't
it is.
Know. I'm asking.
I hate it when people do this. You know he's going to give you every detail.
Bro, you're talking to the guy who
played out. He's going to have to put it out like this. Oh, this is Waverly Place. Oh, her father's a magician. Oh, yeah. She wears red shoes. Yeah, you know all that shit, motherfucker. Don't act like you're looking it up on a computer either.
I swear to God, I don't know.
Don't be embarrassed by your knowledge, man.
I'm not, bro.
It happens.
Bro?
Stop saying bro to me, goddamn.
Don't tase me, bro.
She's in rehab. That's all.
Demi Lovato's in rehab.
Let's see where she's from. Demi Lovato.
I don't know who this person is, though. I really don't. It's kind of ridiculous.
She started on Barney.
Really?
She started on Barney?
Oh, yeah.
My kids used to watch Barney, and I don't know where to get the kids from that show, but they're like...
She was in Sunny with a Chance, not Wizards of Waverly
Place.
What
is Sunny with a Chance?
It's a Disney show, not as good as Wizards.
How do you know these things?
Do you actually watch this shit?
I have.
For real, do you really do?
I have. I don't watch
it
now.
What's the purpose?
You sit down, you watch good, wholesome American family entertainment.
No, you don't. We're in our fucking 30s, dude.
I'm raising a family here.
You've only been raising a family for 6 months.
My wife was pregnant. I wanted positive things around my child.
It's ridiculous.
Plus, you never watch like kids programs because you want to feel like you're watching Saved by the Bell again?
No.
But you don't want to watch Saved by the Bell again?
Nope.
No.
No,
never?
Never.
Never? You don't turn on the
Hub? I got over
Hub?
My Lisa Turtle fascination years ago, man. It's over. I don't give a fuck about kids shows.
But you don't
want
to watch like the new Lisa Turtle? You don't wake up
no,
Saturday
because,
mornings?
Because here's the thing. She's a child.
You don't
and
watch
I'm
it.
A man now.
I'm not saying you're going to rub one out to her, you fucking creep. I'm saying, you know, you don't watch these shows just to... You know, watch
no.
mindless entertainment?
No, I don't.
No,
I don't even
Saturday
watch
mornings?
I don't even
not
watch
cartoons.
TV
you watch cartoons?
I was thinking today.
I'll watch MSNBC before I watch the
exactly.
Disney Channel.
Although I don't watch it now since they kicked Keith Olbermann off, I won't watch it anymore. Although I still
dude,
like Dylan
I could
Radigan.
Not stand that motherfucker. And I
you
have
can't shit talk Keith
dude,
Olbermann.
First
anymore.
Off, I he's on current TV now, so
yeah.
You'll be happy to hear that. But he
what
I have pretty much the same political views as him. And anytime we spoke, I wanted to punch him in the fucking mouth. Same thing with Rachel.
Well, that's
because
you're really a neocon. That's why. This is Demi Lovato, I guess, this person. This is Demi Lovato.
Neocon.
No, but like, for some reason in 2011, all of a sudden, it's not hip to be a fucking proud liberal. You got to be like,
dude, I am liberal.
No, I'm totally liberal, but I fucking hate Keith Olbermann.
I can't stand
if
him.
If you're
he's
a real
a...
liberal, you're down for the cause in general.
No, that's the problem with the liberal cause.
It's not a problem.
But that is. That's,
the problem
that's why
is there's no solidarity.
There's nothing but fragmentation because people think. On the right, they don't tend to think. They just follow. They go, okay, these are the talking points. We're going to
well,
go.
Let me ask you this. What's, yes. What? Give me... Two good reasons why you hate Keith Olbermann, and not superficial shit.
No,
like,
no, it's all.
He sounds
it's all
fake.
No, no,
I mean,
it's
like,
all.
What
it's all. That's
Olbermann
what it really
likes
is.
Kiss.
Keith Olbermann likes Kiss.
That's
win.
Why he hates him.
Keith Olbermann is also like
no,
6'5".
The reason I don't like him, it would.
He's like a liberal ogre.
Everything he says is very snarky. Like, the worst person in the whole world. I can't stand
wait,
it.
Wait. So because he has entertaining delivery,
it's
and
not entertaining.
And uses sarcastic humor.
I don't know. I don't find him entertaining.
But do you like Jon Stewart?
Yes, more than
so what
more,
you want is
more than him.
So what you want is somebody who's middle of the road. You want someone who panders to the right.
No, although he did pander to Donald Rumsfeld.
He panders all the time. It's this whole fucking thing that Bill Maher always brings up. False equivalency.
I like Bill Maher.
But here's the thing, right? Bill Maher's snarky as fuck.
Yeah,
he is. But it's all in the delivery.
But with
what I don't like about Bill Maher is when he says a joke and it bombs and he goes, really, people? It's like, no, Bill, it just wasn't funny. It's not because you're so out there.
But this
it just wasn't a funny joke. Accept it.
But this bugs me about people who don't like Keith Olbermann when they say he's snarky, right? Jon Stewart's the same, but Jon Stewart is this middle-of-the-road douchebag who's trying to pander to both sides.
Yeah.
And with this theory that Bill Maher put out, a false equivalency where you're like, well, there's nuts on both sides. Yeah, but one side is saying you should shoot politicians and that the president was really born in Kenya and he's a secret Muslim
right.
going to take over the country. And the other side is saying we don't want so many guns on the street.
Well, look,
you know, it's
I'm okay
people.
With the guns on the street. We had a discussion. But
Christ,
I agree with you that the problem I have with media in general is that they're like just nuts on both sides.
But there aren't.
But what they've done is they've basically made the rightest wing liberal you can be like a Clinton. And they say he's liberal. So all of a sudden, anyone who's like any has any modicum of a liberal bone in their body is now, oh, you're an extreme liberal. It's like, no, an extreme liberal would be that fucker over there who's feeding.
So
his...
here's what you do to help combat that. You support a guy like Keith Olbermann.
I can't. I mean, I can't.
What's
I don't
the other
watch
reason
him.
Why you don't like him? Besides that
no,
snark.
That was it, but I just didn't
really?
Like him.
Because you think he's snarky?
He's
really?
Just a fucking douche. He's a fucking douche.
People say that, but what's the
it's
reasoning?
It's the same thing with Rachel Maddow. She's a douche.
Yeah, but Junior, what's outside of the... Because listen, I'm not calling you stupid because your opinion's your opinion, but that's stupid as hell. What's the reason? What's the actual reason?
I don't like him.
He just comes across as
unlikable. You never met a fucking dude that like... outside similarities are all the same. He's hanging out all into the same music, same scene. And you're just like, I can't stand you. Get the fuck away
from
me.
There's a big difference. How about this?
Same shit.
There's a guy.
Same shit.
There's
you got to be down for the
cause,
Bobby.
There's a guy that runs a company I work for, right? Let's say there's a guy who runs a company I work for, and we have similar ideals about pay structure and workers' rights and all that shit. All
right.
Right? But when he talks to people, he kind of goes, oh, well, I think this and you think that, and he kind of sounds like a douchebag, right? I'd look past that shit because we're on the same side and he's progressing my cause. You understand what I'm saying? If there's somebody who's in charge of something or who can put their voice out there, who's down with what I believe in,
right.
I can look past the fact that you may think he's a little bit snarky.
But you have to
but
watch
I don't
it.
Give a fuck.
But it's not a little bit. I just find him
I find him
douchey. I get annoyed.
Here's what I care about more than snarky. Fucking psycho crazy on the other side.
Well, I don't
like
watch
like
Glenn Beck. I don't sit there watching Glenn Beck.
Yeah, but it's not just Glenn Beck. It's Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, all these dudes.
All the people you used to listen to.
What?
You were, dude,
you
were
fucking crazy.
You remember back in the day when you were
Junior,
a ditto head?
Junior, are you fucking crazy?
Yeah,
really?
Fuck what you did. I'm completely fucking with you.
Wow. Holy shit. That brought back painful memories of when I used to deliver cookies all over New Jersey. And the only thing I could listen to was AM radio. So for 3 hours a day, I had to listen to Rush Limbaugh.
And Michael Savage or something?
Before, like, Ron and Fez and all those dudes came on, like, I had to listen to fucking Rush Limbaugh every day. And I was like, this is why I hate these people. I'd be one of those dudes who listen to something just to get mad.
Right. No,
you know what I mean?
I hear you. Get off my phone, you jerk.
Alf, how do you feel about Keith Olbermann?
Who is it?
You could say you don't like him either, and it'll be fucking, you know, what does it matter?
Yeah. I like my news plain.
What do you mean you like your news plain? If you're getting TV
news,
you're not getting plain
news. I want
news.
The news. I know, that's a problem with the
if
news.
If you want plain news, go on the internet.
Even then.
Yeah, but you don't go to fucking MSNBC.com. You search out some other sites that are more alternative.
They're all puppets for the
Jesus
man,
Christ.
Man.
I get it.
They're all
puppets
for the
do
man.
Do you ever go... use the internet to go outside of the U.S. and get
your
news from
BBC.
The BBC.
Yes. I get the BBC a lot.
I'd have to say I've looked at Al Jazeera News a few times, but I don't like saying that too loud in public.
Well, I like to...
I'm not looking at it as
legitimate
news.
I do
it
like that, too,
because
sometimes I want to see what other people say. Like, sometimes I'll read a right-wing site just to see how they're looking at an issue. The problem I have is, like, it's so transparent. Like, you see how they, like, you ever put on Fox News and just see how they're reporting something and you're going, that's not even the fucking story. That's not what's going on. But they take this fucked up, like, Stepford wife kind of look. I mean, everyone there is all blonde and they all look, yes, we all look like Ann Coulter. Yes.
Obama is a socialist.
He's a Nazi.
Destroy.
Somehow he's a Nazi. And people don't even know what socialism is. It's the same people go, I don't want any socialists touching my social security. It's
exactly.
Like, you stupid
I don't
fuck.
Want any socialists stealing my Medicaid.
My Medicaid, you dumb fucks.
But anyway, I like Keith Olbermann. I think you should too. But I'll table that discussion because
I'm
not going to convince you.
And I hate Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper is just a fuck. Who gives a fuck about
him? He's a spoiled
him?
Rich kid.
But
he's
who
a
gives
Vanderbilt.
He doesn't do anything. Who gives
he's
a
Vanderbilt.
Shit? Listen, I don't give a fuck about Anderson
they
Cooper.
They run the country, man.
The Vanderbilts?
He's old money. He's old money,
you're
brother.
You're thinking of the Rothschilds, not the Vanderbilts.
The same shit. They're all...
Gloria Vanderbilt made pants.
They're all...
Yeah, think about it, son. Think about it. Look at that look on your face right
now.
No.
But they were old money.
The Vanderbilts?
Hold on a second.
I think you're thinking of somebody else.
I might be.
You're thinking of the Vandersloots, nigga. Fucking killing Natalie Holloway and shit.
Old money.
Old money. No,
old money. Look it up. If I'm wrong, I'd love to know, because I really thought that Vanderbilt was just a bitch who made some pants. You know,
no,
she made jeans.
I think they had some money.
I thought like she was like Sassoon.
There's the Vanderbilt University, Vanderbilt University Medical
but
Center.
But is it the same family?
Colleges.
Colleges and jeans. Ooh la la, Sassoon. Where'd you go to school? Sassoon College. Well, Junior, come on. Either find it quick or just don't find it.
Don't find it. Just keep vamping, baby.
Blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
All right. So the Vanderbilt. So whatever, man.
We'll
but
pretend
I
they had
it.
Money.
I'm willing to,
confirm.
Even in the face of no evidence, I'm willing to say, fine, I was wrong, just because I don't feel like waiting for him to find out what the fuck it was.
I'm not looking it up anymore.
But
stopped.
It really does. It really does irritate me when someone who's liberal just won't support a liberal cause.
Us
as liberals never support the same liberal causes. It's always like, well, Alf will be into like animal rights. You'll be into fucking, you know, constitutionalism. I'll be into socialism. But like liberals never get together and say, we all support this. And that's the problem. That's why
because everyone,
conservatives.
It's a problem in that we're so free thinking that we don't get lockstep.
But here's what you do.
But
right?
That is the problem.
When the other side is, when you get like a Tea Party governor in Wisconsin.
I agree, brother.
You know, you have to start moving towards maybe a little solidarity and then figure all the other shit out later.
I agree. It looks like
Walker
everyone
in Wisconsin.
Everyone's getting together, Wisconsin together, bro. Even the fucking bro. I gotta stop.
Yeah, I know. You call,
let
you
me tell you something. Let me tell you something, brother. In Wisconsin, the even the fucking police and firemen are standing in line with the teachers.
Well, yeah, because they're all union.
Yes, but historically, that hasn't always been that way. A lot of times, the police and firemen would literally beat up the union protesters
because
they thought they were above.
But they know that they're next.
Open, the,
you know,
definitely.
Because for all this bullshit,
they came for.
When they came for the teachers, I said nothing. When they came for the firemen, I said nothing. And then when they came for me, I went.
Bobby said, woohoo, no cops.
Fuck cops. That's how I feel weird about this, man, because I like the idea of a union getting together, but I fucking hate cops. What are you looking up right now, dude?
Looking something else. Don't worry, but I'm listening, bro.
All right. I mean, that's all I really have to say.
Still looking for that Vanderbilt thing.
Sort of. I'm looking up. I know. I looked up Anderson Cooper.
He went to morethanpants.com.
Anderson Hayes Cooper.
All right, so tell me what you think about Wisconsin, because you're the big union guy.
Yeah, look, man, I love it. I woke up last week, and they had it on the Today Show before they started talking about the royal family and the wedding. They showed a scene from Wisconsin where 20,000 people were protesting. Dude, I felt so good. For a second, I thought I was looking at Cairo, and I was like, that's the kind of freedom I feel that the unions and the people in this country need to do. We need to get out there, get on the streets. We should have been there in 2000 when they stole this fucking government from us. Get on the streets and riot, motherfuckers.
But here's the thing.
Tear it down.
In Wisconsin, they elected this fucking Tea Party governor. What do they expect?
Well, he didn't vote for him.
Tea Party guys, they don't dig state spending.
Well, Christie's doing the same thing. It's not even state spending. It's a fucking fallacy that it's the teachers' problem. You know what I mean? Like the teachers that are causing this this issue. It's their pensions, all the public workers. When there's even states that don't have unions that are all broke, it's the fucking economy. Blame Wall Street. Don't blame fucking.
Don't say Main Street.
I'm not gonna
please.
Say Main Street. Don't blame. I hate that too. Don't blame the common worker.
Yeah.
And then what they do is they dicked over the private workers. You know, people who work in the private sector so bad over the last 30, 40, 50 years. That now they're resentful that the public sector still has this stuff. Like, oh, you have a pension? I don't have a pension. Why should you have a pension? As opposed to going, yeah, why don't we have pensions?
Well, yeah, it's like I always say, man, when there's somebody at a job who's making 80 grand a year and they find out somebody else is making 100, they just get mad at the person who's making 100. They don't get mad and say, why aren't we both making 100?
Right.
They say, well, why are you making 100 and I'm making 80? We should both make 90 instead. Instead of saying we should both get 100. But it's typical, man. Listen, people are never going to change. They're stupid. They don't understand how things work.
Well, it looks like they understand it in Wisconsin, man.
But they're not. But even then, they're still not.
Here. They're having protests all over, bro.
But they're still not understanding. They're just mad because of money, bro. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Yeah,
they're just mad because of money.
That's
it's not because they have some loftier political cause. They're just going out going, me wanting money. You know, it's not like
well,
you're saying.
Well, they want the right to collectively bargain, dude. That's beyond
but that's
money.
What it comes down to. It's not about the collective
bargaining. You go to work for what?
If you said to them, no more collective bargaining, but we're going to give you all $20,000 a year raise, all that lofty collective bargaining shit would go out the window.
For some. Others
for most.
Well, yeah, because people are fucked up. That's why communism would never work.
That's what I'm just saying, dude. That, people
that sounds like
up.
Some good old capitalism.
I wish communism would work, but it won't.
It won't, bro. You know why?
Stop saying bro to me.
No.
We got to break you with this fucking habit.
All right, bro.
Do we need a shot collar for you
something? The point being. You motherfucker.
I've stopped saying that, though.
No, you did. You said it about six times today.
Don't tase me, bro. No shot collar.
I'd love to put a shot collar on you. Every time you say it, I'll put one right on your fucking ear and hit you every time.
The problem is you'd just be hitting me for no reason.
I would be. I really
you,
would be.
You would.
Let's
every time you disagree with me in an argument, I'd fucking zap you.
Oh, you don't like Kiss? Bzz.
Yeah, exactly. Every time you named a Kiss song you don't like, I'd zap you. And if you said Love Gun, I'd zap you 10 times.
I like Beth.
I'd zap you for that, too. Did you say we should do that to Joe? Is that what I heard?
Yeah.
We can't shit talk Joe.
No, anymore. No, first when he's snoring.
Really?
Like, we should give it to his wife and just have her tape that for the show. You think she'd do it?
Nah, probably not.
You think he'd do it?
I don't even think either of them listen to the show.
I don't think he's on the show anymore. I think he officially quit.
I don't think he is. I think he definitely quit. I think it was a soft quit, but I think it was still a quit no matter
what.
Question
is, when is this fucking Banksy show?
I got confidence in the boy.
You do?
You think? Yeah. I think he'll be back next week. He wanted to fucking sell out his family today. He's like, Al's coming down. I'm out.
I think he
like, and I'm like, oh, too bad, dude. You're already out. Come back next week.
Not enough microphone, sorry.
There's one more, but he doesn't need to know that.
I think Banksy's going to show up soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hurry up, you British prick.
I don't even know what else we have to talk about tonight. So if he doesn't show up soon, he might just miss the ending of the show.
Why don't we take a little break?
Take a little break and see if he shows up.
I got to take care of some business. And then, we'll talk a little. Let's take a little break with The Fire Still Burns. Alf's band that's back together, although he wants to say it's not back together.
It's not.
You're back together, bro.
It's complicated.
No,
You'll do a couple hardcore fests.
We agreed to do this one show.
Shades Apart will get back together. You'll go on tour with them. You'll have fun. Maybe Lifetime will tour again. Are they back together?
Yeah.
You'll go on tour with Lifetime, and you'll all be best friends. And you guys put out records together. It'll be a beautiful thing, bro. Bro.
Bro.
Bro.
Again, you fucker.
It's a nice family. Oh.
Voice of an angel.
I think you do after listening to this show.
That was beautiful, man.
You do have a nice. You have his eyes is so incredible.
He's got nice.
Fruity.
He's got like. He's got no, because he's got really nice blue eyes.
Take down his volume a little, man. You got you. Your hearing is rough. Your hearing is very rough tonight. You're not hearing things. We're so loud.
Who's loud?
Everybody. Everybody down slightly.
How's that?
What did I tell you I was gonna do next time you did
a little
that?
Too much.
Hey,
that wasn't the microphone. That was the fucking earphones I turned down.
I don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah, no, I'm hearing the. Well, I'm not set up where you guys are. I'm listening straight to the feed.
So listen.
Is that too loud?
Nah, it's fine. So listen, there's something that happened this week that, you know, like the reputation I got on the show is I always do dumb wacky shit, right? Or I have weird opinions that come out of nowhere.
Every winter, Rob will fall and hurt himself. Once on ice.
That's not even what I was talking about, but it's
but
true.
No, but there's little things like that.
It happened this year.
Yeah, it happened this year. There's always things that happen, Rob. It's like, you know, what was the thing when you were driving the car and something exploded on you?
Oh, the Dr. Pepper, yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper exploded while he's driving.
Yeah, leading to me almost crashing my car.
Yes.
And then my iPhone.
As it happens, his earbuds, I think, popped out or something.
Yeah,
right?
And then I tried to reach him. I hit my head on the window. It was ridiculous.
It was like that movie Final Destination.
Yeah.
Where like the impossible happens so the person dies like they were supposed
to. But it was like
to.
The real low budget version of Final Destination where they had no
it was you.
The log truck falling over. Yeah. So this week I was at home and you know, I eat the same shit every day now. It's very simple, you know, Clif Bars, fucking rye bread, you know, whatever. Anyway. So there were eggs in the fridge.
Clif Bars.
There were eggs in the fridge, and I fucking picked up one of the eggs, and I just shook it around a little bit, and I looked at it, and I got so disgusted that I felt like I was going to vomit, you know, because
by the concept?
Just the idea of an egg and the fact that we eat an unformed chicken embryo.
Have you been watching?
See, that's the problem. You
but it's not an
think,
embryo.
You can't think
I
about
have
it.
To, though.
Well, it's not a full embryo. It's
I
not
said
embryo.
An unformed chicken embryo.
Okay.
Unformed meaning it's not an actual embryo.
Okay, fair enough.
It's just a goop that would become life under the right circumstances.
Had the sperm
Now,
hit
did
it.
You ever get an egg that was a little bit further along the excavation process?
No, I can't even fucking hear
do you
it.
Watch
I've, I know, see,
Wait,
I've never had
watch?
That either, but...
Well,
but my buddy Sean said he's actually had that
Sean's
a couple
a liar.
Times.
Unless he lived on a farm.
Where it's like a little baby
rooster.
Chicken. No,
well,
listen.
He lives up in the
With
mountains.
The amount of fucking eggs that come out of the farm system,
oh, right. No,
there has to be one or two of them slipping out there.
If there's a rooster
I believe
around.
It. I definitely believe it. There's no way they can. Number one, they can't open the egg to fucking look at it, or else you can't sell the fucking egg.
No, but
I believe for without a shadow of a doubt.
The only reason I'm saying it's suspect.
Is to be contrarian.
No, well, yes, and stretch out this radio show. no, but the reason I'm saying is you need a rooster in order to inseminate the egg.
So what do you think? A rooster can ever sneak into the process anywhere?
Well, if you have a hen.
Like the Guatemalan dudes they have hired are like fucking security chiefs now and they're keeping all the roosters out?
No, there wouldn't be any roosters on those farms.
What makes you think
Chicken
that a
farms.
Rooster life, right? A lot of randomness and weird events occur. You've seen
sure.
Jurassic Park. Life finds a way, son.
You saw Food, Inc., didn't you?
Yeah.
You see what those fucking chicken farms look like? There's no like rooster running around going, hey, ladies, I'm going to lay all of you.
I buy organic eggs, so it could happen.
Well, good. That's what I'm saying. All right.
Point is this.
Point being.
The egg.
You hit me with the bro, you motherfucker.
I don't say
Make me all self-conscious about my words. Make me all self-conscious.
You should, bro.
Bro.
The egg is something in 2011.
It's the perfect protein.
Think about it this way. And all your silly comments aside, just hold them for a second.
I can't. It's
in
a disease.
In 2011, if they introduce eggs right now to society, to American society,
right.
Who the fuck would ever eat an egg? If you showed somebody this cool
never,
little this cool
never
little
existed
oval
before.
Sphere, right?
Never existed before.
Never existed before. All the chicken was beamed down from planet fucking Vulcan
chicken.
Or whatever.
Okay.
Planet chicken. And the chicken
planet
meat
chicken.
Was delicious. Everybody loved chicken. And then somebody showed you this spherical, like,
that came out of its, like,
shape.
Looks like it comes out of its ass or something, but it doesn't.
Well, you don't even have to see that. Just, okay. you get the fucking thing.
All right, I get it.
And you see it.
I look at this thing. Ooh, what
you
is
You crack
this?
It open, and there's some
what?
Kind of yellow goop inside of it, right?
Right.
And you say, okay, whatever, and you cook it up. And then they tell you what it is, and you're like, are you fucking insane?
Do you watch,
like, who would eat that shit?
Do you watch Carl Pink, Idiot Abroad with
no,
Carl Pinkington
why?
Or whatever his name is? He goes to China.
Yeah.
And in China... They don't just eat eggs. They eat fertilized eggs. So they hard-boil the egg.
That's beyond what I'm even saying.
Bobby, they hard-boil the egg, and then when they open it, it's the white, you know, it's like a white hard-boiled egg with a chicken.
Oh, come on.
With soft bones.
But here's
the
thing,
fucking
right?
grossest thing I've ever seen in
to
my
me,
whole life.
To me, it's the same
so I agree.
Thing.
No, so now I'm agreeing with you because if I had, you know, I didn't grow up with that, so I don't think it's normal. And I saw it on TV, and I'm like, shit, and it's the funniest shit in the world because this fucker just looks over at him, and he goes, are you really going to eat that? Like, he's losing his fucking mind. He's in
but
China, and this
saying.
Dude is fucking chomping it down. Yeah. Like
who cracked prison. Open the first one and said, wow, this looks like a delicious breakfast treat.
That's what I'm saying. The same person who thought they could eat monkey brains and shit like that.
Yeah,
you know?
That
I mean, like,
failed.
You know, you ever seen that in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom where they're eating all the wacky shit, snakes and monkey
right.
brains and all that shit? There might as well be eggs in that fucking scene with how skeeved out I get by an egg.
Completely.
It's
is this
disgusting.
A new thing, though?
This is something that just happened to me this week. I just started thinking about eggs.
It's like you can't start thinking about
and you wonder
right
why,
before you eat a steak and you're like, this was a muscle.
No, but that's different.
You
at least I know
yourself?
What that is. That's flesh.
Gross.
I've done that to myself.
At least,
and all of a sudden you can't chew it. You're like,
at least I know what that is. That's flesh. I could tear off a piece of someone's flesh and know that that's what I'm eating. With an egg, you don't even know what the fuck that soup is.
Well, once
what
a
is
month.
It? Is it embryonic fluid? Is it a fucking unformed embryo? What is it?
Unformed embryo.
But what is the goop in the fluid? Why
the
is
goop,
there fucking,
the goop, the
why
goop
is there
is like,
fucking
is
yolk?
Like
the goop
the
is like the placenta.
Why
it's the nourishment.
Jesus
that's why it's all. It's all. People eat human placenta, bro.
Bro,
fucking asshole! God damn you,
I'm
Junior.
I'm gonna do a percentages of how many times you ended your sentences,
well,
bro.
Start at 90. Work your way up.
How much time we got left? I'm keeping a tally
on this show.
But I mean, for real, man. Like I just and you wonder why there's so much cholesterol and fat and everything.
It's a
because
lot.
It was supposed to be a fucking life.
Yeah, but
what?
The cholesterol readings of eggs. You can eat eggs every day and your cholesterol will be fine.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Is that
was,
how you maintain your Olympic
even
physique?
The yolks?
I do. Even the yolks.
No.
Come
you're
on.
Fucking
even
crazy.
The yolks. Look it up. It was a miscalculation. Like how they say spinach is great for you And the whole Popeye thing, that was, they read a decimal point wrong in the study.
Oh, come on.
No, I think you're just making
look,
shit
no,
up.
No, look, I'm not, with the eggs, I'm not kidding
you're
you.
You're just clowning me now. No, no you no, came Bobby, up with that Bobby. Shit before, about Bobby. Like, you made like, up some shit before,
Bobby,
and I was like, oh, really,
stop.
Junior?
Like every fat guy, what? Like every fat guy, at one time in my life, I went through the Atkins diet, right? And I was concerned that I was going to eat that many eggs in a row. Now, if, as you know, you can follow the that diet, and you don't gain, your cholesterol actually goes down.
Yeah, that's because it puts your body into this weird fucking state that it's not supposed to be in.
Look it up. Look it up.
I'm looking up eggs right now, dude.
Can you eat eggs every day? And
I'm not going to look up can you eat
and
eggs
live?
Every day.
The answer's yes. The answer's yes.
You can ask the internet any question, and you'll find yes at least 50%
of the
time.
And then you'll see fake, fake, faggot, fake, fake.
Exactly. Chicken, egg.
Which one came first?
Snopes.com.
Which one came first, chicken or the egg?
You say that, but I looked it up on Wikipedia, and it says for the causality dilemma, see chicken or the egg.
What's your answer? I know the answer.
I don't have an answer. What's your answer?
Chicken.
Why?
Because it was a mutation.
Really? From what?
You know, as we evolved,
yeah,
it mutated, and then it gave birth to the egg of the mutation. Whatever that animal was.
Turtle?
Well, it became, you know, it was birds. The birds, they were all different kind of birds, and all of a sudden...
Pterodactyl.
What?
I'm a chicken.
What had the chicken to begin with, though?
The chicken.
Because a mutation just doesn't happen spontaneously. It's not like it was a fucking dinosaur.
I guess the answer is
all of a sudden turned
neither,
into a chicken.
Because it was probably like a slow process, happened over hundreds of thousands of years. That's what my guess is.
Whatever, man. I just wanted to say I was skeeved out by eggs.
You want to see him get skeeved out? Think about Rocky drinking that whole.
Bobby, you
want to
get skeeved
eggs.
Out last
you know,
week?
I know, like this is supposed to be where I have the reaction, but I legitimately had the reaction.
Bobby, last
I just
week,
felt shit rise up in
you
my throat.
I wish we had
throat.
A camera here because you completely like your shoulders went up to your ears. But last week, all shitting aside, last week my boy Rich came over. My cousin Rich came over.
Is he your bro?
He's my bro. He's a blue belt in jiu-jitsu. Let's give it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
What is that? Two steps above white? Fuck him. Yeah, I said
no,
it.
He got
I
no
said
respect
it.
For process.
Yo, I'm a fucking amateur street dentist with a pretty good career. I don't give a fuck about his blue belt. What? Think about it, son. Go ahead, man. What you got to say about your boy with his bitch belt?
We came over. We had some pisco sours, like gentlemen.
What? Well, what?
A pisco sour. It's a Peruvian drink.
Is that like a stumpf?
It's nothing like a stumpf. Stumpfs are smurfs, bro. Bro.
Wait, hold on. Mark it down.
Mark it down. One. Well, my count's pretty good.
I forgot the count.
And one of the ingredients, you put it all in the blender. You put ice, two handfuls of ice, right? And you put 2 ounces of the pisco. And then you put 2 ounces of lime juice, right?
I tried to take out my headphones so I couldn't hear you, and I
you
still
really
heard
hear
you.
Me.
I tried to put my fingers in my ears. It was
and
too
then,
late.
And then
yeah,
you take the... white of one egg, and you put it in there raw, blend it up, and you get beautiful frothy beverage.
That's so fucking.
And it was delicious.
Why don't you just eat cum, dude? That's fucking disgusting.
Not
for
the
real.
Same.
Just
not
eating
the same
white.
At all. Not the same at all, brother.
I
trust me. No,
does brother count?
No.
Yeah, it does.
No, that's
does.
That's Hulk Hogan.
It does. You missed a bro before anyway, so you might as well mark it.
And by the way,
like
cum is nothing like egg white.
Why
it's
not?
A lot saltier, and it smells like chlorine.
Fuck you! He wears his leather still with pride. Hey, don't fuck a kid, take a far ride. Still see him now with his boys. Ready to fight, making all that noise. Pride's still there, he won't take no shit. Down his tall bunch, I left a strike in his lips. Memories of glory still linger on. From an era 40 years gone. Still a hoodlum after all these years. Angel's tough guy, no tears. He used to be a bad man, he used to run amok. Now he's just a dirty old fuck. His days are gone, but he won't forget. Doesn't give a fuck about this and that. Doesn't want to hear what you have to say. Clouds like a light hot today. Found his niche in the happy old prick. Knows a thing or two about Peter Dick. Doesn't care if he's wrong or right. Stuck in the 50s for life. Still a hoodlum after all these years. Age old tough guy, no tears. Used to be a bad man, he used to run amok.
down, just a dirty old fuck.
Alright, welcome back, welcome back. Alright, Banksy, you fucker, you finally showed up.
Are we on?
Are you on? Are we on? I can't hear you, but you gotta turn yourself, you gotta turn the microphone on, bro.
Are we on?
Yes, how you doing, Banksy?
Good job. How are you? How are
good,
you?
Good. So, there's a lot of rumors saying that you're gonna be going to the Oscars.
The Grammy? Oscars. Oscars.
Not the Grammys.
I forget what you guys call it.
I got a question. Yeah. Why the fuck are you wearing a monkey mask? We're doing a radio show.
Protect my identity, son.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. This is awkward.
It's incredibly awkward.
All right.
Probably a bad idea.
Now that you called him out on it.
I feel insanely awkward right now. I came on the show tonight to make an announcement. I've planned on announcing my identity to the world. And what better venue than the Bulldog Radio Show? Where's Bobby, by the way?
Rob went to go piss.
Okay, I'll see him when he comes back. I just wanted to say to everyone out there, my real name is...